All right, let's be seated and let's get ready and continue with this. We've tried to finish by 7 minutes after eight, and so we've got a lot of ground to go. The pygmy had a big elephant to eat, and he ate every bit of the elephant. A little short pygmy ate an entire elephant. And somebody said, how on earth did you eat that elephant? You know what his answer was? One bite at a time. I love that concept. You got a lot of chores you need to do. You know how you finish them? One little chore at a time, one bite at a time. It'll keep you from getting ulcers if you'll remember how the pygmy ate the elephant. I love that as in a philosophy of life. It'll lower your blood pressure if you'll learn how to do that. I promise you that aspect of it. Learning the Old Testament, one bite at a time. We got Genesis, don't we? You feel pretty comfortable about Genesis? Exodus? What about Deuteronomy? What about Joshua? What about Judges? What about King Saul and King David and King Solomon? You know how you learn that? One bite at a time. And what I want to do tonight is to take that period after the time of the death of Solomon. And we'll review some things we talked about last week. But we're primarily going to be looking at the prophet card. So if you want to just pick up that card and look at that prophet card, you'll understand what we're talking about. I want to break down that period in a way that I've never broken it down before this way. I think that from now on I shall forever break it down. You've got all of those kings. How many kings are there in the northern kingdom? 19. How many kings in the southern kingdom? Can you name all 38 of those kings? How would you ever learn that? I mean, you're talking about two different nations. You know, you've got that northern kingdom and you've got that 19 kings that are there. How many of those kings are good kings? Not a single one of them. Not a single one of them is good in that northern kingdom. How on earth am I going to ever remember that? What if you could just remember that much of it? That's one bite. How many kings in the northern kingdom? 19. How many of them were good? None of them. What happened? What happened to that northern kingdom? What? You look on that prophet card, the reason for the fall of the northern kingdom. No. Here's a prophet card. The nation that destroyed and took captive the northern kingdom of Israel. You see that on the prophet card? What was that nation? It was Assyria. It's Nineveh, the capital city. And so you've got 19 kings. And I don't think this is on the final test to get into heaven. I sure hope it's not. I only know of one person in this audience tonight that I think knows all 19 of those kings. And it's not me. I'm not smart enough to hold on to all of those 19 kings that are there. Not a one of them's any good. How do I package that? What happened to that northern kingdom? When Solomon dies, they leave God and there's never a godly king. They start worshiping idols. And finally, what nation was it that took them captive? I just told you a minute ago. It's Assyria. Now, the year is not that critically important, but I think it would help you to file away two dates. Death of Solomon, 931 B.C. Fall of the Northern Kingdom, 722 B.C. That's probably not on the card, but that's what I want to do. I want us to first focus about that northern kingdom and what happened to it. We're not going to talk about all 19 kings. We're not going to talk about every incident that is involved in that northern kingdom. You know, there's some great stories that are there, but I want us to get handles on it. I want you. See, I didn't know this when I went to Freed Hardeman. I mean, I'd been to a Christian school. I really knew a lot about the Bible. Nobody ever broke it down so I'd get a... Gretchen, get this in your head. File this away. 19 Kings, 722, bingo, into that kingdom. They're scattered all over the world. Now that you've got the southern kingdom, we'll be down to that southern kingdom in just a minute. Who was king in the southern kingdom whenever the northern kingdom fell? And here's the peg, and here's the way I want to break this down. Who was king in the southern kingdom when the northern kingdom fell? If I tell you, I'll try to give you a clue if I can. Is that a clue? What I have in my hand, he has the keys, Hezekiah. And so whenever you begin looking at the southern kings, here's the package. From the death of Solomon down to Hezekiah, 19 northern kings in the northern kingdom. You got that package? Can you put some markers that are there? So when does Hezekiah reign? He's reigning in 722 B.C. when that northern kingdom falls. What's happening up in that northern kingdom? There are two prophets of God. If I tell you the name of the first one has two names of God in his name, there are six letters in his name, and the first three letters are E-L-I. Elijah. Jah is an abbreviation for Jehovah. And so here's that prophet up in the northern kingdom. God, or Jehovah is my God. That's this man's name. And he's up there in that northern kingdom doing everything he can. He's performing miracles. God's ready to wipe out that entire northern kingdom. One of the questions on there is how many miracles? This is on the prophet. It's on the priest king. The number of miracles done by Elijah, is that on the prophet card or is that the priest card? How many miracles did Elijah do? Seven miracles. And so all of a sudden, there's a multitude of miracles. God's ready to wipe out that entire northern kingdom. He's going to give them one last chance. And so he sends two prophets, Elijah, and who took Elijah's place? Elisha. Elijah and Elisha. And so how many miracles did Elisha do? If Elijah did, this will help you, if Elijah did seven miracles, and Elisha asked that he might have a double portion of the spirit of Elijah. One did seven, and one wanted a double portion. I'm giving you a clue. Anybody got any vague idea of how many miracles Elisha did? 14, you got it. You doubled it real good, okay? You doubled it. 21 miracles. When you get over there and start reading, 1 Kings and the early part of 2 Kings, all you've got is Elijah and Elisha doing everything you can to call that nation back to God. What year did that kingdom fall? 722. How many kings? 19 kings. How many good kings? Zero. Uh-oh. The most wicked king and queen in the Bible. You cannot say the one without the other one. Who's the most wicked king in the Bible? Ahab and Jezebel. So you got a package. You got a package? You got that northern kingdom in a package? What's in the northern kingdom? Well, from the death of Solomon, 931, to the time of the fall of that kingdom, what nation did they go captivity? Assyria. 210 years, about that period of time. And God's, how many kings, not king, how many of them were good? Not a single one of them. And right up there are all of these miracles. 21 of the most exciting miracles, just one after the other after the other. You know, sometimes it'll be two or three miracles in one chapter. And it just goes on and on and on. You remember Elijah when he faced down the prophets of Baal? And he ran for his life, said, I'm the only righteous person left up here in this land and everything. That's Elijah. Whenever Elijah prayed that it might not rain, how long did it not rain? 3.5 years. How's God feed him? Goes down to the brook. He's got water there, and the birds bring him morning and afternoon meals. Bring him breakfast and dinner every day. The birds bring him the meal that he had. It's a miracle of God, one of those amazing miracles of God. And my, there's Elisha. Once the water dries up down because there's no rain, there's a famine. He has to go up to the outside of the Jewish nation to find a widow that will feed him and take care of him. That's the northern kingdom. One other bite. The king in the northern kingdom that killed Ahab and Jezebel. He's the hot rod driver of the Old Testament. Here's a good way to remember him. You guys got your driver's license? Do you know how fast your dad's car will go? Don't give me a clue, okay? I just don't, Tyler, I don't want to know because there's some, no, I don't see mom and dad here. You might could just, you know, he's a hot rod driver. And whenever he came to kill Ahab and Jezebel, he's coming in his chariot, and they said, Hey, Lawrence, you are here. He did not answer the question. To protect Tyler, I want you to know, he didn't say, does he know how fast your car will go? But here's Jehu, and he's coming to kill Ahab and Jezebel. And they said, who is that? And the watchman on the city says, I know who that is. That's Jehu, because he drives furiously. Hot rod driver. Jehu. Jehu. Guys, that's the package. You got it? Can you make that little package, and you've got that northern kingdom, 931 to 722, number of kings, 19 kings, number of good kings, not a single one. Evil king and queen up in that northern kingdom, Ahab and Jezebel, and the two prophets that were in that northern kingdom, Elijah and Elisha, and the hot rod driver of the Old Testament. Jehu. Now, there are some other things that are important, but if you will get that, you've eaten half of an elephant. I don't know if that feels good or not. How'd the pygmy do it? One bite. Let's get to the southern kingdom. What happens in that southern kingdom? How many kings? 19. How many good kings? Four. Somewhere between 3 and 5 is the right answer. Does that help you? What's between 3 and 5? 4 righteous kings. Who are the 4 righteous kings? Asa, Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah. Wait a minute. Now I understand what this is all about. From the time of Solomon, you've got 3 righteous kings, Asa, Jehoshaphat, and Hezekiah. Now we're at 722 B.C. Now there are no massively well-known miracles being conducted in that southern kingdom. There are a lot of great Bible stories that are there. Many, many great Bible stories. Hezekiah is on the throne, and the northern kingdom falls. That Assyrian army from Iraq has taken 90% of the Jewish nation, the northern kingdom, comes down, surrounds the city of Jerusalem, and sends a letter to Hezekiah. Surrender. And God sends a message to Hezekiah that says, don't you worry one iota. That king will not even shoot one arrow into this city. That came about because Hezekiah took that letter, and I love this, he went into his chamber and he laid out his letter before God, and he said, God, here's my problem. You know, that's what you need to do with your problems. Go to the presence of God and say, God, here's my problem. Has God promised, made some promises to you about working things out in your life? Yeah, has he done it? Yeah, I think he has so many times, again and again. I just love that expression. He took that letter and he laid it out before the Lord. You got a problem? When you have a problem, lay it out before God. Say, God, here it is. I can't handle it. And the Lord said, don't you worry about it. He won't even shoot one arrow into this city. You're talking about no miracles in that southern kingdom. You've got those 21 miracles. Let me tell you one miracle that occurred just as the north, right after the northern kingdom fell. That army has surrounded Jerusalem. Hezekiah is in there. He's prayed to God. And in one night, one angel of the Lord killed 185,000 Assyrians overnight. That's amazing. That's remarkable, isn't it? One angel kills 185,000. He could have called 10,000 angels. What would 10,000 angels do when we sing that song about the deliverance of Jesus? And actually, he said, I can call 12 legion, and a legion of angels, a legion of soldiers is 6,000. It's not I could have called 10,000 angels. He says, I could have called 72,000 angels. Wonder how much 72,000 angels could do to help if one angel can destroy the entire Assyrian army. Now then, you've got Assyria. Guess who Hezekiah's son is? Think about the sermon this morning, Manasseh. Manasseh, his son, 55 years, sermon this morning's lesson. Amon, his son, 2 years. Josiah reigns, I believe, 33 years. And when Josiah dies, 22 years later, there's Babylonian captivity. You want a little bite? There it is. Asa, Jehoshaphat, Hezekiah. Now, there's a whole bunch of other kings that fit in between there. But we're trying to get it down so we got handles on it. And so, you know, Solomon dies. There's that southern kingdom. And the first really powerful king is Asa, Jehoshaphat, and Hezekiah. Hezekiah cries out to God. And Hezekiah has destroyed all of the idols. He did exactly what Josiah did this morning about trying to tear down the idols. He did all of that. Did Josiah's great-grandfather could have been one of the reasons Josiah accomplished what he accomplished, if he knew about it. Anyway, that's what you've got. And so now you've got that southern kingdom, 606 B.C., Babylonian captivity. 722, northern kingdom. 606, southern kingdom. About 120 years later. 120 years later, and that southern kingdom falls. Where do they go? Babylonian captivity for 70 years. That's remarkable, isn't it? Folks, you've eaten an elephant. Break it down in little, small segments like that, and then just start plugging in things onto it. Sometimes we talk about a skeleton outline of the Bible, and that's really what we've just given you, is a skeleton outline of the divided kingdom. I've got a skeleton, and on this skeleton I hang lots and lots of meat. Used to be muscles, but now I've got a lot of meat hanging on this skeleton. But you got to have the skeleton, or the meat is just a glob of fat. So don't know isolated Bible story. Know where Elijah and Elisha were. Where are they? They're up in the northern kingdom right before it's destroyed. Oh, now I understand why they're there. Get these small bites of it. And whenever you get to Isaiah, where's Isaiah? during the time of the divided kingdom. He prophesied some to the northern kingdom and some to the southern kingdom. What about Jeremiah? Oh, Babylonian captivity. Jeremiah, you know, right before they're headed, he's the weeping prophet because they're headed into Babylon. Jeremiah, Ezekiel and Daniel, where do they fit? Over in Babylon. And Hosea, Joel, and Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, where do they fit? The first nine of the minor prophets are before the Babylonian captivity. That's the skeleton. And so we are about through with studying 1 and 2 Kings. And that's a lot of it, and we passed out those cards, but we've tried to cover that and those questions that are there on those cards, look at them and learn the answers to them and make them a part of the skeleton outline of the Old Testament. It's 706. Three or four questions. The date of the fall of the northern kingdom. 722 B.C. 722 B.C. How many kings in the northern kingdom? 19. How many good ones? Not a single one. Two prophets in the northern kingdom. Elijah. And the hot rod driver in the northern kingdom. Jehu, he drives furiously. That's a package. And now you come down and you look at all the southern kingdom. They're the ones trying to serve God. They've still got the temple, and they're trying to serve God. And every now and then there's a prophet like Asa, or Jehoshaphat, or Hezekiah, or young Josiah that stands up and says, we've got to be faithful to God. And they're there until 606 B.C., when they go into Babylonian captivity. 606 B.C., and 7:07 p.m. on Sunday night, you are dismissed.